lift your name on high. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Can we all say mental laziness?
Mental laziness.
There are many believers who are mentally lazy. If you are mentally lazy, practically you will not experience kingdom life on this earth. There are two ways that human beings work. We work with our physical, or if you like, our hands. And then we work with our minds. A slave doesn't like mental work. A slave loves physical work. I'm talking about traditional slave. Because he is not allowed to think for himself. Master always thinks for the slave. Master does all the analysis for the slave. And master instructs the slave, do this. When it's 12, do that. When it's that, do that. That is all he knows. He just does it without really understanding why he's even doing it.
Now, essence, new running a trance journey, a year, Bibia Mentor, because I do me know you say, about don't quiet say, Nemo Makwana, the aunt, nothing, meaning, Missa say, I'm dancing a mirror, Neka say, about don't quiet me say, about do me no mina say.
Because slaves are generally not giving more information and they are not allowed to make decisions, their mentality shuts down, their mind it closes.
Now, essence, a quabiara, young man, and you are in summer, and what's our bed dream when I sent you, see me what you are, Yahuno. Then you are not genuine, I'm more.
Sometimes it's a very sad situation. Listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen. There is nobody who wants to be mentally lazy. But mental laziness can be imposed upon you.
Bibi betu mi asia wadwenu ebeda essence obi na esha o say sir.
Yeah, because of somebody who is thinking everything for you.
Ti say obi a wodi wukan a no no de da nyina wadwene mam.
So although you do not like it, but and sometimes unknown to you, your mind is shutting down. The space is closing.
Na ebi wo ho a wankasa wonnim na so adwenu emu mie biom kakra na wo ho no so na emu aba.
In fact, when somebody tells you that you are mentally lazy, you will take offense because the chain has closed. It's closing.
I say, so when a man obi catch us, I will one dream or a da a bay or ya. No man who cry a woman say, I dream and cast a bibi and remuntica crana a bia yano. Essence of she come when you're jumenti and mwaba.
The reason why it pains you is because the chain has closed. But it is not the fault of the person whose mind is closing. Because the system in the world will not allow you to use your mind. Pharaoh will not allow you to think. He only tell you do 120 blocks a day. But when you come to Christ, you must have a ruler's mindset. A ruler may not be doing physical work, but the mind is active. The mind is working. You may see him sitting down idle. You say he's idle. But he's analyzing. And he's putting two and two together. Whereas you see him physically idle, so to speak. Mentally, he's not idle at all. He's very active mentally. Ladies and gentlemen, our minds must be active. Are you listening to me? Our mind must be put to 100% use. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to benefit from Jesus. It doesn't come by shutting your mind. When a person's mind is shut, let me give you one or two signs. He does things in the same old way. Doesn't change it.
Once the son of that.
If you suggest a change, you'll be annoyed.
Because
the change coming will mean that he has to start thinking. And he doesn't like to think. Not because he doesn't want to think. But he has been forced to get that condition, this position. From this convention. I said from this convention. Your mind is going to open.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And whatever you have been asked to do by your boss, by your mother, by your pastor, by your fellowship leader, by your department leader, you are going to use your mind, apply your mind to it, and bring out new ways of going about the same thing.
Yes. Ano tinu ya ba be du pampaso bia ade bia daada ye ye ne ye be sesa ekwan a ye fa so a ye ye nu mu se da bia ye kura mai ko ye nsa e be du ba du me do fa ma chi esa se ma dwene no e ye adwuma ano timi pe kon fufuro bi so me de be ya de en ko ba ne se se sofo ka se ye nya bibi ye ma me ka se ye nya bibi ye adwuma pani ka se ye nya bibi a ye be ye na ye ne kon fufuro so a e be ma ye nya san ya no no.
Let's move on to the second one quickly. God said, you shall, and thus shall you eat it. With a belt on your waist. Your sandals on your feet. So the second thing that we have to prepare ourselves is prepare sandals for our feet. Once again, let the Bible interpret the Bible. Because the feet is talking about a walk. You know? It's talking about dominion living. It's talking about kingdom living. That's what the feet stands for. But this feet is standing for practical dominion living, because you have sandals on the feet.
Na nyaye kan se se wunya sampabo ne sha wona se dia ene ne jina ho ma se ahinie na brabon wo bo ankasa ankasa obi ani tuasa wo bo.
In other words, let me bring it down to you.
Mo ma me famra form.
If you are writing notes, write this down. Write half physical structures of dominion.
And sir, I was saying when you know maybe any swadia, esisi wa efa ahinie no.
When God said put sandals on your feet,
and now when you make us a moment and shape a boy,
He didn't say just walk.
Wankasa nantekeke.
He says put sandals on the feet.
Wasifa ampabuasha wonai.
He was saying that half practical structures that will make you have dominion.
What you say?
Because ladies and gentlemen, the sandal on your feet will make you walk more confidently, whether it's in stones or it's in thorns, you know. I mean, you have shape as far as the walk of your feet is concerned.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
Over whatever thing is on the ground, with a sandal on your feet, you can tread and you can rule over everything. That is what God is saying.
Wow.
He says you are eating Jesus.
Yeah.
You are having a Passover convention.
Yeah.
But I want you to eat him with sandals on your feet.
Na emra Yankopɔ ka kye ye se ye di sa fashion na ye di sa twam aboa na ye shampaba na opa kye se e wo se ye di no me bigu akwan mu a ye betumi adi ade ankasa enu ti sa wo shampaboa na wo ne nam emo so a wo nante pepepe sempo wo nam nkasa mu a enhaw e san shampaboa na wo hye ne e bo wo huba wo wona yase enu ti wo se wo di no me bigu akwan mu a obi abe wo se nukre ni wo di ade wa asasi so ankasa.
Let me give you some physical structures of dominion that you must establish in your life.
Na me pese ye chire nyoma bia ye betumi si wo ya bra bom ne di ade wo so.
Number 1.
Ye di kind.
Have money.
I was say we need scar.
Can we say money?
Cash.
It is for want of a better word that I'm using money, because God told the people of Israel that look, go to the Egyptians and go and take money from them.
Na wo Yakopon ka kire Israel for say monko Mizrim for no ho na monko jiji scan fiom ho.
They are going to the promised land.
Ya dia no monko bo sha asase no.
They are moving away from slavery to the values of this world, and they are going into a kingdom arrangement where their value systems are different.
Na na wo mu fi enye enipa sesemu e dia konsese fofura be nyoma e wo ho ne yesronko.
God did not tell them, go and take the food of Egypt. Make sure you pack more food, more onions, more leeks, more garlic, more fish, more cucumbers, those things that you were eating that made you slaves. He didn't say pack more onions, pack more garlic and all that. He rather said, go and pack more money.
Wa se wanyame ankanchom se omunko kwandi aduane galika no omudi jeno omudi kakumbo omudi ama omupom ayadi no omudi ayadwuma no wanyame ankanchom se omunko kwasesa se nuane no wa se da bi munko jiska cash cash.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are things that you must deliberately put into your life practically.
We ya nuama e wa se wutumi di gu wa bra bom dada.
Because you cannot rule if you are poor.
Na enya dia wo betumi adi ade se wo ye hiania.
Oh yeah. You know what is ruling in the world?
Na woni ma dia di ade so wo wiase mu a.
It's money.
Aye sika.
Proverbs said it, the rich rules over the poor.
Na wo ke ka ma bu sam a, wo se ne a wo ne a oyɛ odefo no, odi wo hia ni so.
And the borrower is a servant or a slave to the lender.
Na ne a wo ko free a na wo ba obi besia no, ne a wo ba no ho besia no yɛ ne wura.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Anianom.
Financial well-being is a tool of dominion.
Na sa wo benya sika no, eya adesrunko a wo betumi enya e wasase so.
Our dominion is not just binding principalities and powers.
Na tumi na ya wono, enya bind and loose nko a.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, look, put sandals on your feet. You are walking in this world, you are walking. Don't behave as if you are floating in the air. He says you are going to walk. Make sure you have things that will make you walk in this life. And number one is money. And I'm not saying it. God himself told his people, you are going to the kingdom system. Read Exodus 19. Take gold, silver, take clothing. I mean, with you.
Na wo ba benanti we wiase a ye wo mu mu. Wiase na wo wo mu na me nu nyina ti mu benanti wo mu dia. Wonyame si wuhia sika nya sofo na eka. Oso kokenkan, mose nguma etusumie nu tudun kro na. Wonyame se monkwa na monkwa ji sika kokko silver and then to monkwa nkwa jiji enfi krofo no ho.
I want to encourage you to save money.
Na me pese me show nkwa sa kura sika.
I say save money.
Me se kura sika.
Because a time is coming.
And maybe ba.
God is going to open a door for you.
Wonyame bebie kwan ama.
The Jesus that you love, that you serve with so much sincerity, is going to open a door for you. But if you don't have money, you can't take that opportunity.
Now we yesu na wo don na wo penasem no. A wo som no na kwa da bi beba, obebie kwan bi ama. Na so bie kwan na ma wo ni sika, wo tumi rapo no.
And you say God has disappointed me.
Hey. Now we be wi a wo si Awurade. Wo yi me kwakwa wo Awurade.
As for me, I believe, look at all my labor, but God has disappointed me.
Si Awurade ma jiwa dia fe die. Akwan bie ba ya. O se meme konkran po me nya sika po amfoka konkran ankwade ma appointment letter me dia ma obi. God forbid.
Yes. May he be far from you.
And chamfi wo monko.
I said may he be far from you.
And kontra wo.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are walking in this life. And you eat physical food into your stomach. And your children are going to school, physical school.
Now,
you see with your eyes.
Echo school, echo Saint Peter, Saint Francis, eh, better. Why? Woman, echo school, school. Teacher, jina hotra o ma de.
Oh, Pastor, all these things are not necessary. You are becoming like Boko Haram.
Out of coverage area.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Somewhat here.
Hey! Look at the atrocities of Boko Haram. Can't we talk about it?
Nah, sure. Adian Crawford, you ain't to me, can't want them.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
I was listening to CNN, is it yesterday or so?
Mm.
And they were bringing some areas, they drew a map of the world also, areas where famine is coming, and not in Nigeria was one. The uncle, CNN uncle asked, Nigeria is a very rich country and all that. Do you know what somebody said?
Mm.
The person he was talking, I mean, I was listening and doing something. The person said that the Boko Haram people have destroyed over 3,000 schools. Destroyed.
Wow.
Don't learn. What kind of?
Well, see, no, it's CNN and RAP. Now, no more, Eddie, we are seeing my opinion out to a baby, a combat to me about. Eh, Nigeria, a stroke. And no more business than other than a more cast and Nigeria, so come baby, sons and Nigeria, eh, you cry, Sikawa ho. Or see, Yanum, Akako says school bear and Pimian, son. It's the Oma Genis and men call school men, Siadia, Tanahosa.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and Yanum,
it's not easy to save money.
Now, I had Dame Parcel with this Cabesi, Edding.
Especially if it's small.
Simple Sikanusa.
Why do you have to save? Because the thing is small. It will suffice.
I did not 200. Will you water bill? Electricity, na rent, asa. You see, Febisi.
It's very difficult.
Edging passes can sir.
But if you can master strength and save.
Now, so bet to me a mere when. Na 200 na when you where you move 10 Ghana. Now, I'm doing it now. I say, we see, when you're 190.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you can do it with a small one, when so, you have plenty,
yeah,
you can save.
Yeah. So, what to me, shall say, well, bra, we see can share. We be bra, we be to me, aye.
At least conquer it once or twice. Conquer that thing.
So, also, ne disa, adianusu, say, we be see, sika kakrakra.
It will help you in the future.
Abel bwa wodachi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second physical structure you should put in place.
Now, there are two sumi, you know, what's a woodisi honey?
Is that you must have land. Land, physical land. That's sandals for your feet. Do you know me? I don't believe in giving people fish. I don't like to teach people to fish. I like to own the pond.
Just wow. Because
ladies and gentlemen, if I teach you to fish, and you do not own a pond, will you get fish? Because you'll be there, and then the owner will come and say, that, hey, all the boats, take it away from my land.
Why I chose say you nam no now that we bought him or back at when you bought three now moon feeling soon so
and you combine all the demons in the world, the owner, you call him the landlord, the owner has spoken.
Na ubetumi atena ukuru onum. I abide and loose, I break your word. In the name of Obey Yenina. Now, so as I see run, I cast our sifina, say, oh, bind and loose, po, no piano more.
In some things, you must give fish, but don't like it.
Now, do baby, I dare, man, nam, nemo, man, no, no, what them.
In some things, you can teach people to fish, but don't like it.
Now, if you do pamper, so be back to them, crawford, so woman, you know, man, no, no, what
them. Teach them to be honest, to acquire the land, so that the people will come and fish. And then you take royalty, you will take their part. You will say, give me 60% and all that. And then
Nemo Chira Wamu say, Asasina Muba Beya Swedianina and I say Suno Mube Yimunamu. On one kasan tonon fa. I'm a biba beya mwejuma waka unaya bosu. Waka chance ura mimini asasira na landlady. And I'm new year, mammy 40%, meaning Sonia Media. And I said, my sassin, who be Sibi was swa. A dim fear me noa. Fidine muqua dano mea magic, no matter my immediate assassin, your media.
Unless you don't have courage to claim that land as your own.
She said, your woundy, a cucudra, would the becker sassas, as he would ya.
There are some people, they don't have that courage.
A binuminis a cucudrono.
And so they let fishermen just come and ransack like Galapsi. They come and just do whatever they like.
You are the owner.
Unless the slavish mentality, you think that, hey, I can't own this. This one, it doesn't look like it's mine. It doesn't look like it's mine. Let's move on. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about a final thing. But I just went through talking to you about two physical structures you must have in mind. Fitness. Physical fitness is another one. Physical fitness. Fitness physically.
And they say, one kasa winipediano, wapomuno eyadini, wapomu yadini.
Yeah. Because if you are not fit physically, but you are rather every time you are sick, every time you are sick, every time you are sick. Can you rule?
Na se wo nyo bia wa pom ya dene na ena wo yare ochina wo yare a wo bende di ade.
Every time they are carrying you, every time they are carrying you. I know that that is not anybody's wish that they will carry him.
Enya wo pese de nyina ye be soa.
But God is saying to us that there is something we have to do.
Now when you make catch and say, "No, maybe we have what say ye."
Yes, we have Jesus.
And we say we have Jesus.
But we have to put ourselves in shape for what is ahead of us.
I was say to me my any pedia nya apomudene amane me pa na onyame de bre ye no yetumi asom.
That is why he made them. He said, "Look, I'm going to make you people so fit physically."
And no tin catch wo mo say me baba mama nya apomudene papa papa.
The Bible says among their tribes there was not even one who was feeble.
Na Bible say was Israel for no be and one man no ya yare
for. Because God knows that they needed it.
Na no onyame nim say wo mu hia.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be strong physically.
Se wo benya apomudini ankasa wo nipadua no mu.
Strong physically to think.
Se wo benya apomudini ho din a wo benya adwene di adwene.
Do you know how it became possible for them?
Woni ma kwan ya fa so ba mu ma wo ma.
They were eating the manna.
Na wo mu di manna.
In the wilderness.
E wo esre no so.
Jesus Christ came and said, "I am the true manna."
Na Yesu ba no say mini manna papa no.
He said, "What they ate in the wilderness, you saw they were physically fit, but they died."
Wa say ni omudi wo sre no so ye hu say no mu apomudi nanso na wi achi wo mu wi.
I am the true manna if you eat me properly.
Wa say mini manna papa no say wo di me a me ye manna papa ni ye a.
You will not be weak.
You
will not be sick.
You
will not die prematurely. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have to eat the true manna. So that we are physically fit. The final thing I want to talk to you about. You know, I want to finish this message. I don't want to come back to this message at another time. Unless God tells me to. The final thing he told them. He says that take your staff in your hand. Can we all say staff?
Staff.
The staff is talking about guidance. Or leadership. Can we all say guidance?
Guidance.
In order for you to have a kingdom experience, you must have guidance. In order to experience the kingdom of God practically in your life, or if you like heaven on earth practically in your life, you must have leadership. That is the staff.
And no any pomano.
The staff is like your third leg.
Na pomano te se wo nanya to su miensa.
It supports you.
Ebuaw, ebuaw.
You hold it in your hand.
Ukuta no wo nsa.
Your sandals is on your feet.
Na wo nan se pa bo asaw.
Your belt is on your waist.
Wo de wo belt abo wu mu.
He says that you are moving.
Ene na chasa wo kwa wa di.
Into the kingdom experience. What is the staff? It is guidance. For Israel.
For Israel.
For Israel.
Israel.
God gave them a staff. In the person of Hobab.
Ah, na ewo Hobab.
If you read Numbers, is it 10 or 13 or so?
Numerica honewo.
Or 15. But there was this brother-in-law of Moses called Hobab, who guided the people of Israel from Egypt to the promised land.
Na papa bi o ha friend Hobab no ye Moses na konta wode sa poma no agya Israel kwan fi ba bi o mo wo no ko ba bi foforo.
For us
na yan die
in this kingdom system,
wasa ahini abrabo imu no,
our leadership
is
inside of us. His name is called
Jesus.
His name is called
Jesus.
Are you excited about that? I don't know about you, but I'm excited about that. That I don't have to go to America to find leadership. I don't have to go to Takoradi to find leadership. The leader is within me. Ladies and gentlemen, you rise and fall depending upon the leadership within you. Can we all say the leadership within?
The leadership within.
The world can be falling aside. The world can be badly led. But if you listen to the leadership within, you can rise when people are falling. Because he never leads you to fall. He never guides you to fail. So you must understand that for us in the kingdom system, we will rise and fall based upon the leadership within us. In the kingdom system, God has placed our leader within us, not outside
us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the kingdom system, a leader needs more leaders around him than followers. In the kingdom arrangement, your greatest downfall is followers. What a leader needs is leaders around him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because if you are only surround yourself with followers, you are going to ditch and they can't even know. They can't even tell you.
Na se wa nya can do for man. Na wonya won mo mu didi wachi kekede a. Anya wo be kona mra wo ko pimpo wonyo bi na waka to be hu asa wa pim.
The staff in your hand must be a leader.
Na sa puma na kura wo na wo se e kire se wo your can do for.
It must be a living staff.
E wo se eye puma enkon wo.
That when you are going astray, straying, he can prompt you. He's closest to you. He can prompt you and say that no, where you are going is dangerous.
You want
to have a kingdom experience. Ladies and gentlemen, you must have a staff in your hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, Somebody says, the pastor, what about external leaders?
Now, Obi baby, sir, say, so for now, one chair, so we can be funny.
External leaders, you understand external leaders?
Yeah, external leaders.
Human beings who are leaders. They must, you see, the challenge, it's very difficult to be a leader. The challenge of physical leaders. Is that they must synchronize with the leader within. In order to lead the people of God to the kingdom experience. If the leader outside does not lead you according to the leader inside,
now when you will
follow the leader inside. The leader outside may get annoyed. If you have a way of talking to the person, do it. If you try to make peace and it's not working, still follow the leader within. We follow leaders outside of us only when they follow our real leader. His name is called Jesus.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.